wherever you want to sit. All right, good evening. Oops, sorry, that's a little loud. Good evening, everyone. If we could call the meeting to order. This is the regular meeting of the Rockland City Council, Rockland Public Finance Authority and Successor Agency, July 11th at 6 p.m. And our first order is Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Mr. Rick Forstall if he could lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Thank you. And Barbara, before you call roll, I note we have a noticed absence tonight for Rick Horst. So we're short a Rick up here. So I'm going to ask Rick Forstall to fill the Rick seat at his last council meeting. So please come join us.
I'm going to make some decisions tonight.
Well, no, we're not going to let you make any decisions.
No.
All right, thank you.
Can we put the lights on, please?
Absolutely.
All right, Barbara, if you could call roll call, please.
Councilmember Patterson.
Here.
Vice Mayor Broadway.
Here.
Councilmember Gallardo.
Here.
Mayor Yule.
Here.
And Councilmember Janda is excused.
All right, thank you. All right, so first item is number item four, council reports. Anyone to my left? Vice Mayor?
Yes, I attended two board meetings since our last meeting, and I attended the PCTPA, the Transportation Planning Authority meeting on Wednesday, June 28th. I'm happy to report that during the meeting, the board did approve funding agreements with the City of Rockland for public transportation, three of those, one in the amount of $82,000, a second in the amount of $3.3 million, and the third in the amount of $143,000 for both transit as well as street and roads maintenance. And then the second board meeting, I sit on the Placer Flood Control and Water Conservation District Board, and we met on Monday, July 10th. And I'm happy to report that we are one of the communities that's a recipient of the Alert 2 flood gauge systems. We have three of those of the 18 gauges that we have in our county to help with flood forecasting and reporting. And that was installed actually along Clover Valley Creek, which is one of our few areas that is prone to flooding. And so that has been installed and is now in place so that we're able to monitor our conditions during the winter and the wet season. And that's all I have. All
right. Thank you, Ken. Jill?
Yeah.
All right, Joe?
No report.
Okay. I'd like to I have a report, but I'm going to ask that Karen Garner provide us a report tonight for this Saturday is a park naming dedication ceremony.
Yes, Saturday at 12:30, Wickman Park, which is in the Stamford Ranch area, West Oaks, West Stamford Ranch. So 12:30 is the park dedication honoring the Wickman family, Wickman Park, and Wickman family has had their roots here in Rockland since actually before we officially became a city involved in the quarries. And in fact, one of the Wickman family members was also on the council for over 20 years, including a stint as mayor, and one of the direct descendants, Mr. Gene Johnson, here as well. And so this coincides with a family reunion that he's having, so we'll have a lot of actual descendants of the Wickman Johnson family at this event. So public is definitely invited to attend, 12:30 to about 1 o'clock, and we'll have some snow cones as well for everybody to enjoy in the heat, and we hope you'll be out there. I'll put some information at the back table.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Okay, next item, agenda, agenda review, agenda modifications. I want to note that item 19 is being pulled from the agenda tonight. Any other modifications from council, from public? All right, next item is the consent calendar. And is there anyone from the council or public that wishes to pull anything off the consent calendar? Right? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
I'll move approval of the consent calendar.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, we have, next item we have tonight is a presentation of our resolution. And we have, one second here, I got a lot of papers here. This month is Park and Recreation Month. We're going to commemorate that. And we have our three commissioners here tonight. I'm going to read a resolution here. I'm going to have you come up and present the resolution to you when we're done, and you're welcome to say a few words. I need the big font. So, and I'm going to go ahead and read this. But it's upside down. All right. Whereas Parks and Recreation makes lives and communities better now and in the future, and whereas it is established through statewide public opinion research that 98% of California households visit a local park at least once a year, whereas residents value recreation as it provides positive alternatives for children and youth to reduce crime and mischief, and especially during non-school hours, it promotes the arts, it increases social connections, aids in therapy, and promotes lifelong learning. And whereas residents value their parks for access to outdoor spaces for children and adults to play and be active, exercising group sports. And whereas parks provide access to serenity and the inspiration of nature and outdoor spaces, as well as preserve and protect the historic, natural, and cultural resources in our community. And we do value our parks a great deal in our community. We certainly value our Park and Recs and Arts Commissioners. So thereby be it resolved, the City of Rockland hereby proclaims July 2017 as Parks and Recreation Month, and in doing so urges all citizens to use and enjoy the parks, trails, open space, facilities, recreations, and opportunities. And with us tonight we have our Chair Nancy Hartwell, and Chris Anderson, and Tuiana Armstrong Bryant. If you could come on up to the podium, I'd like to present you a framed resolution. And formally say on behalf of the entire council, thank you for everything you do and keeping our parks a wonderful place.
Thank you.
And here we go, and now we can applaud.
Thank you, Council. Thank you very much. And this is great. Now we're up to number 33 in our parks as of Saturday. So thank you all. And when I have visitors coming in from out of town, I always take them around to our parks, and they're very impressed with the parks and the variety of parks we have here in Rockland. So would also like to thank Rick Forstalls for all of his work in the parks over the years and helping to build so many of them and maintain them. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next item, we kind of have a late arrival. So this is not a formal, we have a resolution, but we cannot adopt that resolution tonight because frankly, we didn't know really much about this last minute sort of leaving the city, quick retirement that Mr. Rick Forstall has provided us with. And so we have a resolution, unofficial. And I understand you had a little party or something today, Rick. Or
we actually had a safety meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very good. Well, that's good. I know. My invitation was apparently lost in the mail, and apparently Barbara's was too. But we want to honor Rick, and so I am going to read this because there is some serious things in here. Rick has had a marvelous career with the city, 31 years. Rick.
Well, with the city,
31 years in your business. Yeah. Whereas Rick Forstall started his career with the City of Rockland as Operations Manager in Parks Facilities on January 12, 2005 and was promoted to Director of Public Services on May 21, 2011. Whereas Rick created and implemented the 5-year capital investment plan that helps provide forecasting for multiple years and has become a valuable planning tool the City Department uses with its annual budgets, and I will attest to that has been a tremendous help in reviewing. Justin, I know you had a lot to do with that. Rick has developed the Parks and Trails Master Plan, which sets forth guidelines and recommendations for improving and expanding the city's parks and trails while providing consistency. And whereas Rick received multiple community awards throughout the years, including the Citizen of the Month from the Kiwanis Club in 2007 for his work on the two projects, the refurbishment of Huff Spring area and his involvement in the Rockland Heritage Park St. Mary's Chapel restoration project. And whereas Rick was recognized for his unrivaled efforts and hard work towards capital improvements and revitalization of the Quarry District and the City of Rockland's historic Old Town. And whereas Rick created a departmental Make It Happen culture that promotes teamwork, accountability, excellent customer service, and a flexibility in serving city departments, Rockland residents, and outside agencies. Whereas Rick will retire from the city service officially on August 7th. And whereas Rick was the only staff member I can recall whose phone went off and disturbed a meeting while I've been on the council. Actually, I added that. That's not part of the formal things. Now, therefore, the City Council of Rockland City Council does resolve the following. City Council hereby extends its sincerest gratitude to Rick Forstall for his dedicated service to the City of Rockland during the past 12 years and hereby congratulates Rick on this occasion of his retirement and wishes him and his wife Brenda the best on all the future endeavors, all their future endeavors. And we have a resolution presented. Now, many of you don't know this, but Rick and Brenda have purchased a big RV, and apparently you're heading out of town real soon.
Yep.
So, tonight, apparently. In commemoration of that, we've also included the 1953 movie classic, The Long, Long Trailer, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. Yeah. Whose storyline was that they bought a trailer and traveled the world. Not the world, of course. Don't drive in the sea, because you can't do that. But travel the U.S. So, Rick, sincerely, it's been tremendous working with you and watching you kind of come up through the ranks and really transform the department, and you're going to be missed.
Thank you.
And, Council, if you have anything more to say, we have another presentation, and certainly Council could save its comments till after the second presentation. But, all right, we have another presentation for Jerry Mitchell and, I believe, Gene Johnson.
You've gotten really good.
Ah, thank you.
Over the years. Now, the only thing I don't understand is, how come you get to retire after 31 years? I mean, sounds about like two-thirds of a career to me, but of course, I'm older. But Rick, on behalf of the Historical Society and just citizens in general, I want to express our appreciation for you for all the reasons mentioned in the city resolution, but also your ability to get things done that need to get done and for your immense cooperation with the Historical Society as we, two organizations work, little tiny organization, big organization, work together to optimize what we have to present to people from outside as well as the people in the community. So, do you have any comments to make, Gene?
I have very little to say, but it's already been said. But I really have to say that I really admire Rick, and he's absolutely wonderful. And the best thing about him is he always answers his emails, no matter what time of the day it is or the day of the week. It's done immediately. So I really appreciate it. And we really appreciate what you're doing. And as you probably know, the Wickman Park has to do with, you've had to do with that. And we really appreciate what the staff is doing right now this week for us in helping with the dedication of it. We have 90 people registered for our family reunion, and the ones that'll brave the heat are gonna be there. But thank you for everything you've done for us. We really appreciate you and your staff. You know. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, thanks. Oh, very nice. So that's one of the first pictures of Public Works, was our water truck.
Yeah.
There's dogs up on top of the tank. You guys all signed it too, great. Thank you very much.
People on the Historical Society Board.
Yes, thank you, Rick. I there aren't enough words to express.
So anyway, just to let you know, Friday is my last day. I got 3 weeks of vacation to take before the 7th. And when Justin went in to see his doctor, he said that after Friday, he can stop taking his heart blood pressure medicine.
Yes. Yes, that should be noted that Justin is going to be stepping into some big shoes, and we're looking forward to his leadership. Anyone?
Absolutely. So, Rick, you and I have had an opportunity to work together from the day you joined the city, given my opportunity to engage with you through our youth sports. And so on behalf of a very grateful city, from our citizens to our youth sports groups to many, many kids, including four Broadway children who have enjoyed our parks as well as our public services in general and everything you've done to make this such a wonderful city, thank you and have a wonderful retirement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I learned from Jean, and when I first got involved with our creating the Christmas tree lighting, the first thing Jean would say is, let me call Rick, and he'll help us figure out how we're going to make that happen. Thank you so much. And I'm sure you've passed that message on down, that whatever we need to make happen, that continues.
I'm actually a member of the Historical Society, and we're going to be starting to work on that next, the white building next. So.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it. And I know with the Wickman, they talked about ours, the work that the city's done. I know when we did Gallardo Park, it was such an honor for all the work that you guys did to set it up and make it such a special occasion. So thank you personally, too.
Yeah, so, well, in my long tenure on the council, thank you for, obviously being on the council. I have a realization of some of the things a lot of people who haven't been involved in the city don't know about, your involvement in making this community great and the parks that, my family and I enjoy almost every day. So thank you for that. I did want to give you a bad time because, we talked about me coming down to your office, and so I sent out an email a couple weeks ago about a couple other issues and said, oh yeah, we got to set up a time. And all of a sudden he's retiring, so I don't know. And the date was like August 8th, I think you wanted to set up, right? Yeah, so, all right. So I don't know who I'm supposed to be meeting with. No, thank you very much, and, I appreciate, that's a long time to not only be in the career, but the city as well. So, thank you very much.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Rick. Okay, next item, citizens addressing the city council. This is an opportunity for anyone in the public who wishes to address the city council on any items that are not on the agenda. And if you would come to the podium, if there's anyone. Do I see anyone going once? Okay. We'll move on to item 17, the public hearings, and I will open a public hearing. Item 18. Will there be a report? Yes. Okay. This is I-Ting, the vacation of Public Street, Yankee Hill Road.
Yes. Good evening, Honorable Mayor and Council Members. I'm Lynn Toth, Land Development Engineer, Economic Community Development. Yankee Hill Road, north of westbound Union Pacific Railroad line, has not been used for public access for many years. And the City Council ordered summary vacations of portions of the northerly sections of the roadway in 1986 and 2003, pursuant to Resolutions 86-150 and 2003-127. This last remainder of the roadway lies between the eastbound and westbound tracks of Union Pacific Railroad. Now, PG&E has requested the abandonment of the roadway in order to expand their gas facility substation located at the end of Independence Place in the Yankee Hill Estates subdivision. A portion of the roadway adjacent to Independence Place will be retained in order to provide access to an undeveloped parcel west of Yankee Hill Estates. And the city will also reserve a public utility easement where several utilities are located within the old roadway area. Now, you see you have a blue memo on this item. As yesterday, PG&E requested that a public utility easement not be reserved for the entire portion of the proposed former roadway, but only for the area in which existing sewer and storm drain facilities are located. And they've requested a PG&E easement be retained in the area of their existing facilities. So due to this request, staff is identifying the location of existing improvements in the area and then legal descriptions for the proposed reserved public utility easement. So we do recommend that the City Council conduct this public hearing and then continue it to August 8th, 2017, the final action to vacate the street in order to allow staff to further investigate and prepare a description of the necessary location of the proposed reserve public utility easement. So that concludes the presentation, and staff and city attorney are available if you have any questions.
All right, questions, we'll start down. Councilmember Patterson?
Yeah, no questions, but I think it's great to, you know, move it along until the staff can investigate additional items. I was wondering if we do that, sounds like the neighbors in the area have since become aware of this and, you know, don't have any items, but if we're going to delay it, I'm wondering if perhaps maybe the adjacent neighbors, particularly the ones that live right up against those areas, if they could be maybe personally notified, or, I mean, it's only like 6 houses. I'll go knock on their doors. But I'm just wondering if, because I think there's concern about additional utilities in people's backyards, and, you know, we got this letter about, you know, somebody being concerned, and I don't really know enough details about that. But then also I received an email from another resident who doesn't have any issues, but just randomly saw this on the agenda, but also lives in the area and has talked with nearby residents. But I want to make sure that, you know, we're communicating with them on if there's any kind of impact.
Okay. All right. I received an email from the Yankee Hill Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're
good with it. So I don't know, you know, if that's representative of those, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 homes, you know, that are right up against it or not, but maybe send them a notice if we're going to hear it on August 8th or something.
What is the normal procedure, Mark, on that? I mean, wouldn't we notify them again? Or
so this isn't one of those types of things. This isn't a project, like a development project, where, as you might recall, we have specific noticing requirements that include the 600 feet, so on and so forth. The vacation of a street falls under a different section of state law, and so staff followed state law for noticing, which includes signage and other things, but not necessarily those letters. I don't know if PG&E, as they proceed forward with their efforts, if there's any state law that it affects them and their requirements for noticing, I don't know that. It's not going to be any improvements they make won't be a development project defined under city code, because it's an extension of their transmission facility, so they're exempt from having to follow through with city code. So certainly if council desires for us to provide additional noticing in this specific case, unless the city attorney feels otherwise, we can, you know, staff could proceed in that direction. It would just be unique to this particular situation if we were to move in that direction.
So these are transmission lines that would go through there? Are they underground, or?
I'm gonna ask Lynn to speak to that if she could.
Yeah, from what I understand, there is some above ground. It's a substation, and they want to do some expansion. They have facilities on lot 37, which is that showing up
no,
there?
Oh, yeah, I see
yeah.
it.
And so they're wanting to expand into the what was, you know, or is Yankee Hill Road. So I believe there is some above ground, but then also some underground lines. There's also some easements that cross over, PG&E easements. That do cross over that westerly property. So there's quite a bit of various gas facilities there.
And my understanding, Lynn, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know that this will be further vetted as we go through our research, but in terms of the extension of those utility lines along the right-of-way, my understanding currently is that they're within right-of-way. They're not going into those other properties. I think those properties actually have walls behind them, or some of them have walls. So, you know, we could certainly, you know, try to collect that information for you so that when we come back, we have a little bit more of those details for you. And then, you know, obviously, maybe some aerial photography or some imagery, some pictures and things. And then also, again, if you would like us to do some additional special noticing of the intent to vacate, we can. I don't know to the extent that we'll be able to get all the details from PG&E of what their work is. And, yeah. because they're not, again, they're
yeah,
not required.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they have a, you know, right to, I think pretty much even if we don't vacate this property, they could do that anyways. So I don't know if the effect is huge, but I mean, for example, suppose we notify the neighbors, they come in and say, hey, you know, we don't want them to do this. I don't think it's going to stop PG&E from doing what they need to do, right, to improve their transmission lines. That said, I'm wondering if, you know, we are making an action that is going to abut the property of, you know, half dozen or 10 homes. And I'm just wondering if maybe we should send them a simple letter that this is showing up on the agenda on August 8th.
Yeah, and Mr. Mayor, I think that's an excellent point because it clarifies what we are and are not doing here. We are not authorizing any PG&E activity. The only thing we're doing is vacating a public street area that is has not been used by the city. And there are portions that have already been vacated in the past, and we're just completing that action. So that's really the only item before the council. We certainly can do informal additional notice if that's the direction of the council, but you know, our focus is just to vacate the public property, and what PG&E does and what kind of noticing they have to adhere to is really a separate process.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, I had the same concern. When I looked at it, I realized the issue is this doesn't fall in our normal noticing. You're not changing zoning. You're not doing something like that. But it is something that's an issue that's impacting the neighbors, and so they don't know what's going on. So anything that we could do to give them that heads up to say PG&E has maybe doing something, and in this piece we are going to vacate any access to that piece of property, just a notification, you know, let's make sure we're making sure the neighbors are aware, even at least the homeowners association, such a few number of homes would be great to, I'd appreciate that extra noticing.
Ken, any questions? Yeah, I don't have any questions either. I would support some kind of communication as long as it was legal, proper, and didn't impose any issues or didn't create any issues with PG&E. And I would also say that we have, you know, government relations with PG&E, and we could certainly reach out to PG&E too and make sure that the more notice is better. Okay.
And just for clarification, staff would intend then to provide notice to the abutting properties to that right-of-way area. That's what I'm understanding here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because then you get into the question, how far do
right.
you go, you know, but I mean, obviously, I think they're already aware of it now, to be completely honest, but so that's why I just say, let's do the abutting.
Okay.
That's my personal view. I don't know if anybody feels any differently, but certainly, I'm sure people talk to their neighbors, and so if they don't already know, they'll figure it out, but I appreciate that, so thank you.
Yeah, I think the abutting neighbors are fine. I think it's exactly it. None of the neighbors would be aware, so at least if the city's been made aware, it would be reasonable and gracious of us to make sure that the neighbors or know that PG&E is up making some changes.
Can we have, since it's August 8th, can we have Rick Forstall give that presentation?
So moved.
Okay. Okay. All right, we're still on public hearing. So is anyone from the public wishes to comment on this item? Okay. All right, I'm going to actually ask our city attorney again. So we are being asked now at this point to table or to move this item, correct?
So I'd recommend that you close the public hearing, Mr. Mayor, and then entertain a motion to continue this matter to the August 8th City Council meeting.
Okay, thank you. I will close public hearing.
Public comment or no?
I did ask.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to continue item 18 until our August 8th, 2017 meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to continue the item. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Oh. Aye. Sorry. I missed that.
Okay. So is the record straight?
No.
Barbara? Okay. All right, we are moving on to items 20, obviously the city manager report. Rick, do you have any reports tonight? Okay, thank you. Our city attorney? All right. Future agenda items. Council, any items? And future strategic planning items. I know we did talk about having a meeting here upcoming regarding, I know, Joe's issue there. And have you heard, I haven't heard anything back on that, so I do hope we continue to.
Are we talking about the strategic
plan?
Yeah,
has that been scheduled? Did I miss that?
Well, I've heard back from two, and they agreed to September 29th, so I think we're looking at
okay.
September 29th.
Good, all right. Good enough.
Does that work for everybody?
Yep. Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. I know there was emails going around. All right, Public Financing Authority, there's no action required. And City Council acting as successor agency, no action required. And the final council meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.